Yeah, good to go. Luke, first of all, well batted today. Just tell us a little bit about your innings.
I suppose that's a graph, really. I've not been in great nick. I've sort of been trying to work for a while. I've had a quiet month. I don't think I've had a quiet month for a long time. So, it was important to, especially at the time, was just spend some time out of there and see it through. And look, we've had probably two bad days, really. And but I think the one thing in second division cricket is you get more chances, and we've got a chance to hopefully knock them over tomorrow and bat on the last day to chase them off. But I would say we've had two disappointing days, if we're being brutally honest.
Let's talk about some of the bowling you faced. First of all, that performance from Huddersfield, John, picking up seven wickets. He looked to be bowling pretty quickly, particularly before lunch, Luke.
Yeah, no, he's a big strapping lad, isn't he? And he bowls fast. I think the hard thing with him, he's sort of in and out of pace. I think when he gets his rhythm, certain balls come out a lot quicker than others. But we just should have been better at seeing him off. He's been the one threat in that innings, and I think for all of us, we just had to see him off, and then I think we'd have been fine. But he's been the standout bowler, and fair play to him, bowled really well. But I think, you know, we obviously look at ourselves and we said we gave him away too many easy dismissals rather than making him bowl longer spells.
Not too often you'd have faced a 16-year-old bowler. What did you make of the young leg spinner, Caddy? Were you sort of reining yourself in a bit, anxious to hit him over the top? Or?
Not really. I mean, especially after getting out of Colne Bay, running down the wicket. But he's a nice little bowler. He's only a young lad. And fair play to him. He's got stuck in this game. He's landed it fine. And he's obviously going to be a good cricketer for Derby. But I think just with the situation, it was really, we just had to play low-risk cricket. And I thought Vise did a really good job. He actually was scoring nicely, and I sort of just played. And it's a shame. I think we had a few more partnerships. We could easily have got up close and then been a really good game. But probably losing Brownie when we did, that looked like the partnership that was going to go big for us.
Much talk about the wicket, that it being flat, but it looked a decent track, Luke.
I think there's enough there. It's not just a flat one. He's still got the odd ball. I think even at times it was hard to hit if it wasn't doing much. The ball got soft quite quickly. But I think, you know, we just need that one person to go and get the big score, don't you? And then you bat around. But look, we've got quite a bit of work to do tomorrow in the game. But we're certainly not out of it. But we've just got to be better.
Can I talk about Colwyn Bay? Maybe a bit painful. I mean, you got quite a lot of stick about that. Was that quite painful, Luke?
No, I was disappointed, obviously. But I mean, in the three other games, I've ran at the first ball to spinner and hit him for six or four. And, you know, everyone tells you what a great shot. I've had so many people come up to me going how much they loved it. And then the one you miss, obviously everyone always remembers that. And yeah, look, I was disappointed, but I just thought the time everyone was up, if I could go and get a quick 20 or 30, the game was done. And look, I missed it, I got it wrong, and that's unfortunately the way it is. But to be brutally honest, the five or six members at my kick, if I wasn't particularly listening to, the ones that will clap the next time you hit for six. So you just keep backing yourself, and if you get it wrong, put your bat down. Unfortunately, it's disappointing, but we got over the line, which obviously got me out of jail a bit as well.
And did you feel almost you had a point to prove here today to some of those people who have been critical?
I don't know who's been critical, to be honest. You probably know more than me, but not really. I think I expect a lot of myself as a player anyway. I've not had as quiet a month for a long, long time in my career, so I put a lot on myself, and it was just for me to score runs for the lads anyway. But in terms of people being critical, if I'm honest, I couldn't care less.
Let's look ahead, though, to this match, because Sussex still in this game, and it is a game, Luke, that Sussex really needs to win to have any chance of catching up with Worcestershire.
Yeah, I think we've played sloppy cricket. I mean, it's the same at Northampton and again here, and I think a lot of the chat is, you know, you don't get these second chances in the first division if that's where we want to go, which we do. We've got to be better, and I think it's just those moments. It's been a problem for a while when someone comes and bowls well at us, we don't see the little spell off and then go again, and that's where we've got to be better. But we still, as I said, you always can get a second chance in the second division at times with players. They're a man down, obviously with a broken hand. So we've got a chance, but we've got to be better.
Final question. Ben Brown taking over as skipper from you. I see you sometimes going and having a chat to Ben maybe about tactics. Is that something that's quite difficult, where you have to sort of choose your moment because you don't want to perhaps get too involved? But you've got something to offer, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I always enjoyed the on-field stuff. That was never an issue. And I try not to bombard him at all. It's just the odd little bit, and he comes to me. But as I said, when I was captain, the on-field stuff I enjoyed. Just other bits I didn't particularly enjoy. But we're quite a young group out there as well. And we still spoke. I mean, I used to go to him, obviously, with him being vice-captain. So it doesn't mean I just down tools and don't think about the game anymore. And like I said, it's just the odd bit. But so far in the last two games, it's not particularly worked anyway. But look, I love the game. I still think about the game, and it's just the odd bit of advice if I can give it.
And you talk about a young group and going forward, Luke, still lots of Luke Wright to give here in terms of experience and batting in that middle order.
Oh, massively, yeah. I mean, it's never really been a thing. As I said, it's been a disappointing month I've had. But then that's for other people to stand up when you're having a bit of bad form. Everyone can have a bit of bad form at times. Obviously, Nashi's been outstanding. And you've got a dovetail. And obviously, it was nice for me to get in some form again today. But we've just got to repeat now. And maybe second innings, I'll get another chance. If I can get a winning 100, then that's ideal.
Well done, Luke.
Cheers.